Comedians rip orange asshole Trump at Kennedy Center. Most entertaining gathering of the resistance, ever. By Simon Kent on March 24, 2025. A lineup of delicate, dewy-eyed comics mocked President Donald Trump on Sunday night as they stood center stage at the Kennedy Center and heaped scorn on the man who now controls it. Deadline reports David Letterman launched the moment, telling the DC audience, "I'm not a historian. But I believe that history will show, in history for all time. This will have been the most entertaining gathering of the resistance, ever." He spoke as he presented the Mark Twain Prize to Conan O'Brien at the end of a ceremony and sought to add his voice to those protesting Trump's ascendancy. There followed plenty more comedians who wanted to take issue with Trump, his policies, his successes, and the fact he is now the chairman of the arts institution. The Deadline report notes some of the attacks on the president. Stephen Colbert, "This is a very different place. Today they announced two board members, Bashar al-Assad and Skeletor. John Mulaney, welcome to the Kennedy Center. Or as it will be known next week, the Roy Cohn Pavilion for Big Strong Men. Sarah Silverman, I just really miss the days when you were America's only orange asshole." Triumph the insult comic dog emceed the evening, greeting the audience with, "Thank you all for coming, and shame on you for being here." That was a reference to all of the artists who have allegedly canceled shows at the Kennedy Center in protest, including the producers of Hamilton. As Breitbart News reported, Trump announced last month he had appointed himself chairman of the Kennedy Center, adding he had cleaned house of several members of the Board of Trustees. In a post on Truth Social, Trump revealed plans to make the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. great again, adding he was making changes, such as bringing an end to drag shows featured at the Kennedy Center targeting children. Trump described the Kennedy Center as being an American jewel, adding it must reflect the brightest stars on its stage. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.